Welcome to The Prefect Perspective. I'm your host, Erin, and today we're going to be talking about settling back into school. I'm joined by our transition prefects, Edna.
Hi.
And Lottie.
Hi.
So it's been nearly a month now that we've been back at school, and hopefully you're getting back into the swing of things, but we've put together some tips to help you out anyway. We'll start with some general tips, then we'll also have some top tips from some of our teachers, then go on to some more year group specific ones, so I'll leave any timestamps in the description box so that you can skip through to the ones that are relevant to your year.
So first off, we're gonna start off with some general tips.
So probably you might remember at the end of the summer holidays, I emailed round asking for some advice. So everyone in the school has contributed to a document which has advice that's specific for each year group. So I definitely recommend checking it out because people left some great advice on there. So thank you, everyone.
That was attached in the email that I sent out with this podcast link. So you can look at that on there. And then I'd also say, if you haven't already, then make sure you've got folders or books and everything for every subject so that you can stay organised. It'll really help you in the long term.
Yeah, and there's so many opportunities around school, different clubs, different things to do. So make the most of them and don't be afraid to join in.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend joining clubs. It's what I love to do. I remember when I was already done in school, like year 7, year 8, I went to clubs literally every lunchtime. And if you do, you will not regret it. You can make so many new friends. And don't worry if you didn't go to that specific club last year, because I know that a lot of the clubs at this school are willing to have new members all the time.
And whilst they might be a bit different this year, because I know quite a few of them are virtual or something, don't let that put you off. Still try and get involved and everything.
And try and get into a routine. So try and keep everything similar. Maybe if you have a timetable that you're following for, you know, outside of school things, try and stick to it so it's so much easier for you and you don't get overwhelmed or stressed.
So those were our general tips for today.
And now we're going to be hearing some top tips from some of our teachers.
Hi everyone, it's Mrs. Hanford-Smith here, and my top tip is all to do with food because it's one of my favourite things. So, as you know, with our return to school, we've had to put some timings in place for everybody to get through the dining room. And so what the top tip is to really make sure you plan what you're going to eat and when you're going to eat it throughout the day. So, you know, you've all got your snack shops at various points in the school, and that's at break time, and you can go and grab any of the snacks that are there, and there's hot snacks there as well. And so some of you might want to grab your grab bag for lunchtime at break time from these snack shops. Alternatively, you've got your specific times to go into the dining room, but you do need to make sure you're there on time at that specific time so that you don't break any other bubbles. And that just means that you've really got to plan quite carefully ahead so that you know when you're going to eat, and so that if you've got a club, you know that you've got to have bought something at break time instead of going to the dining room at lunchtime if it clashes with that club. And then hopefully nobody will be going hungry and you can enjoy all the amazing food that we've got on offer for you. So there you go. There's my top tip. Enjoy.
Hi, Mr. Aspley here from Physics with a few tips for coming back to school. So tip number one is definitely do yourself a favour. Sort things out the night before so you're not having to do it in the morning. Get your bag packed. Make sure you've got everything in it that you need. Look at your lessons. Save yourself the stress and hassle first thing in the morning. My second tip is don't underestimate how much tiredness can take its toll on you. Get a couple of early nights in here and there. Even if you just lay in bed reading or something and don't actually go to sleep straight away. But give yourself the time, get a bit of rest, and that will definitely make the days flow more easily. Other than that, be kind to yourself is my overriding tip for returning to school and just generally in life.
Hi everyone, Mrs. Burton here, and I've got a little tip I wanted to share with my sixth formers. You're doing A-levels, and A-levels are tough, but you are tough and you can do them. But you can do them if you keep calm. You can do them if you talk to your teachers and get advice about performances that maybe haven't gone the way you wanted them to. All too often I see girls who, because the test hasn't gone well, an exam hasn't gone well, that's it, life over, and they've failed. You haven't failed. You're on a journey, and always you should be striving to improve. Please try not to expect everything to be perfect first time round. That's not how life is. There will be peaks, there will be troughs, but be kind to yourself. Talk to people, talk to your fellow students, talk to your teachers, get their advice, practice questions. Be patient and think, okay, this time maybe hasn't gone the way I want it to, but I can put this right and I can get to where I want to be eventually. courses are 2 years long, ladies. You're not expected to perform at the highest level every single time. So be kind is my tip.
Hi, this is Mrs. Can.
This is Mr. McFarlane.
And my top tip for returning to school is to make sure that you are completely organised. Always check your timetable the night before so you know what lessons are coming the next day. And make sure that you constantly check Google Classroom in case anything has been set for you. That way, you will never feel on the back foot if something comes up that you haven't seen. And Mr. McFarlane?
My top tip would make sure you take regular breaks. Don't just keep on working. So when you get home, do something you enjoy.
So those were the tips from our teachers, and they do know what they're talking about. So that's obviously some really good advice to try and listen to. Now we're going to be talking about more year group specific advice.
The first year group that we're going to be giving specific tips to is year seven. So I'd recommend really trying to get out there in your first term of year seven, because you are probably going to be with these people for the next few years of your life. So why not make a brilliant first impression and chat to as many people as possible?
And it's so important to just ask for help if you need it, and try not to worry, forget your homework one day or you get something wrong. Honestly, it doesn't matter. I mean, the whole first term or even the whole year is about you getting back into school and learning how to be in this completely different environment from primary school. So don't worry and ask for help from your teachers, from your friends, whatever. It's totally okay.
And yeah, take this as an opportunity to turn over a new leaf and become the person that you always wanted to be throughout primary school. Try and look at things positively. You know, things are difficult. Try not to bring yourself down or, you know, assume that you can't do something just because it's a little bit hard. But always look at things positively and you'll get through it.
So now we're going to be talking about the GCSE years, so year 10 and 11. So firstly, try and make sure you keep on track of your schoolwork, homework and everything.
And specifically with the year 10s, don't stress out too much. It's not that much different to what you was doing before. Just make sure to keep on top of things, make sure that you're organised, and you know, if you're not stressed, you'll probably perform better, so try and keep things chill.
Yeah, and definitely make the most of year 11, because it's literally the fastest year of your life. And also remember, it does end early for most people. So make the most of it while you can. You might not be with the same forms next year, so really try and get on with your form this year. Don't get involved in any drama that's not really necessary. And the year will definitely fly past for most of you.
And if you are struggling at all with your work, then like I've said before, make sure you ask your teachers. And we are actually setting up a new mentoring scheme where you can contact sixth formers and they can help you. We're still working out how that will work with social distancing and stuff, but look out for that if that's something you're interested in.
And try not to neglect your social life. I know it might be hard with the workload and all that's happening, but make sure that you're still keeping a good relationship with your friends, with your family, just so you know you can get the support that you need whilst you're going through what you're going through.
Yeah, it's so important to get that work-life balance.
Yeah. So now we're going to do some year 12 specific tips. Firstly, I would like to mention that there has been a buddying system that has been set up between year 12s and 13s. This is just to give year 12s an opportunity to, you know, talk to someone who'd maybe had done the same subjects as them, or maybe if you don't do the same subjects, just to talk to a year 13 about how year 12 was for them, maybe any mistakes that they made that you don't want to make. So it's a good opportunity to gain some pearls of wisdom, and also to integrate the year groups, because I know that there can be a bit of hostility between us.
Yeah, year 12 is another year that flies by, so really make the most of it. Hopefully now you're doing the subjects that you prefer and you've dropped all of the ones that you hated at GCSE. So really make the most of it, and yeah, just have fun.
Also, make sure to try and stay on top of your work so that it doesn't build up or anything. Do your homework. You don't have to do it on the night that you get in, but don't leave it to last minute. And it's also quite helpful if you start making like little bits of revision as you go along. So whether that's flashcards or mind maps, it just means that when it gets to your end of years or whatever, you don't have loads of revision resources to make.
And if maybe after a recent topic test or one of your first topic tests, you don't get the results that you're wishing for, don't worry about it. The difference between A-level and GCSE is quite drastic. You just need a bit of time to get into the flow of things, maybe find your revision technique that is better suited to you in this new context.
Yeah, and in year 12 you get so many new opportunities. As well as A-levels, there's lots of different things you can do. And I'd say really take those opportunities, because not many sixth forms and colleges and schools actually offer them. So for example, you'll probably be asked to vote for your prefects and head girls in winter. Just really make the most of that and go for anything that you feel like you want to go for, and don't let anyone stop you.
But overall, I'd say, especially for the first term, to just try and settle into it, find what works for you, and try not to get too stressed if it is going wrong. Okay, so hopefully you found that all helpful, and remember to check out that document that was attached to the email to get some more in-depth tips. Thank you so much for listening, and if you have any requests or suggestions for future podcasts, then you can always DM us on the Prefect Instagram or email me at e.price@not.gdst.net. Bye for now.
Bye.